are you kidding me? You're not on the spot. No.
Okay. Well, I want to ask a serious question now. Calm down. If you speak for 1 minute and be heard by everyone in the world, what would you say? No. This is the intro for crying out loud now. We are on that level. Just for 1 minute. No, I was seriously asking somebody this and I want to know. Like, if you know that you are being heard by everyone in the world and you could speak for 1 minute, what would you say?
I would probably say something like...
Fuck her right in the prison.
That's what she said.
Oh my God.
No. What would I say? That's a hard one. I feel like I have so many thoughts. I'll probably be like...
Love yourself, love everyone. Don't give that boring answer because somebody gave that boring answer and I wanted to sleep my own throat. No. Let's just rolling through music. Let's move away from this.
To the moon or something. I don't know. I hate this shit. I hate this shit. What?
Welcome back to Just In Case Podcast. I'm Kay. Dude, let me complete the intro now. Welcome back to Just In Case Podcast. I'm Kay and I have here with me... Let me actually give you your description. Should I describe you? Normally, I would have said introduce yourself, but let me... Because it's you, let me introduce you. I have here with me a cryptocurrency expert. Why are you laughing now? A Tesla enthusiast.
Yo.
Elon Musk's baby daddy. Bella Poche's sugar daddy. What else am I missing? Dobrik Stan, Bellion Stan. What else? What's left?
Okay, you mentioned Bellion. Dobrik. Can we still mention King Batch? King Batch is the red ones.
King Batch is dead. King Batch is dead. No, I'm serious now. When it comes to content, King Batch is dead. Okay, I have here with me Mr. Toye Adeyemi. The product brand man. Let me give you an official description. The product brand manager now of Patricia.
Product brand manager.
What? Product what?
Just product manager.
Oh, okay. Product manager of Patricia.com. .ng, right? Mm-hmm. See? So, Mr. Toye, welcome to the podcast. Dude, in case anybody does not know, Sha, this is one of the few people that I probably would have started the podcast with. And I'm actually...
So, watch out, Sarah. Watch out.
I'm glad the day has come where I can finally have you on an episode of the podcast. So, how are you doing? How are you feeling? Dude, nice. I want that wristband.
I'm tired, you know. I'm exhausted, but like I said, having a podcast
is a commitment.
It is a commitment.
That was what he told me yesterday when I said, dude, I called him. I was like,
you have
dude, to. Yemi, please tell me, are you still coming for this podcast? Let me know.
Dude, I woke up so late today.
If I should get somebody else, and please. What he told me was, I'm not even kidding now. What he said, I'm going to say verbatim. He said, of course, dude, a podcast is a commitment. And I was like, oh my God.
Shut at Sarah. I'm out for you today.
I can't actually believe I'm about to defend her.
Okay, I'm trying.
Let me defend her now. No. For any other episode, I'll probably not defend her. But for this one, that's why this leads me to the shout out. I said we are going to begin our shout out at the beginning of the podcast. So our shout out for the week goes out to our co-host. She had her birthday on Thursday. I don't know if I mentioned this before. I don't know if I mentioned this before on the podcast, but she had her birthday on Thursday.
She's a runner.
And that is why that's why she's not
a deserter.
Calm down now. Dude. It was her birthday on Thursday. So our shout out for the week goes out to my very humble co-host, the CE in Just In Case, Sarah Unfiltered. You guys can go to any of our platforms and wish her
happy birthday, Sarah.
I don't know if it's too late yet. I know she cannot put you down for wishing her happy belated birthday. So please
go and wish her.
She's our shout out for the week, Sarah Unfiltered. Check out her YouTube. She has a YouTube channel.
Sarah, I'm coming to take your spot.
Just check out her YouTube. Go to YouTube and search Sarah Unfiltered. You know, she has cool stuff. Her stuffs are too long, but she has really, really dope and cool stuff. So check her out. How are you doing, bro?
I'm
I'm good. I'm very tired. I'm constantly tired these days, which is weird, but I'm also constantly
very tired. I was telling him before we started recording that I don't want to start telling anybody we have on the podcast what we want to discuss, because I want all conversations to be as free flowing as possible. And I actually lied, because I was almost telling him also that I also don't want to have topics for any episode, because one of the podcasts that inspired me starting this is one podcast we both listen to, and he understands how free flowing their conversation is, and I've always wanted our podcast to be, you know, based on a free flowing conversation. I don't want it to be too smart or too stuck up, but that didn't mean that I didn't prepare a topic that I was going to come and discuss, because this is one topic.
What a betrayal.
No, this is one topic that I feel like almost anybody that has a phone in this age really needs to catch up.
What?
Recently. No, honestly.
Dude, you know how many times I check my phone these days?
Well, that's what I'm saying now. No. And you are in the perfect field. He's also a software engineer, I forgot to mention also.
Oh, yeah.
There are a lot of ways to describe you, dude. Is there anything I miss that you want to... that you want to add? You know, don't mention Real Madrid, because I can break your shut up. But we actually, I was thinking about recently in the news, Elon has been trending lately on his tweets, you know, driving up. Elon Musk. Dude, don't distract me.
I'll try not to. But just so you know, that's my goal here. To put you off balance completely. You said what you said.
No. Elon has been tweeting recently, and everybody right now that has a phone has heard of Bitcoin. You know? And it's crazy right now, because I don't know if you can remember this. He's working for Patreon.com, right? They sell, you guys deal in Bitcoin and cryptocurrency and the likes. And a few years back in 2018, if you can remember, when I just got back from NYC. We used to live together. So, upon coming back from NYC, I moved out. say flatmates. Roommate is like...
Oh, yeah, it's true. We had our own apartment, so you guys have
technically,
to deal with that.
Technically, we're flatmates. Technically, we're flatmates. So I moved out in 2018. And I remember you then at... Was it 2018, 2017? I'm trying to remember now. 2018, 2017. I remember you at the early stages of being passionate about Bitcoin. Yep. And I remember you also mentioning to me then that there was this massive joint purchase of cryptocurrency you and a couple of other guys were going to do then. And I, in funds area, me, I'm always
very careful.
I'm always
because you can cry for Africa.
I don't cry.
Because
I just
you can cry.
Dude, stop now. Stop.
Oh, yeah,
now.
Let me allow you.
What do you mean by let me allow you? You're lying. But seriously, no. When it comes to funds, you are I'm a little bit more careful than he is when it comes to
true.
You are more free flowing with funds than I am. I've always been that careful person when it comes to funds and the like. So he mentioned this whole group. Calm down.
So
I'm not stuck up.
Bro, when it comes to finances, guys, you don't want to take any risk, guys.
I understand. No. And I've always said that's one of my fears.
You know, I did that MLM sub, but that was my fault.
But let's just your girlfriend is texting you.
And I have a girlfriend. You forgot to mention that should be one of my
shut up
my second relationship in this life in how many years have been on earth.
Dude, let's continue our story now. We're talking about me coming back, and you were just getting into the area of Bitcoin. I remember you because Demi gets this passionate. Anytime you just see something that he keys into like this, there's this passionate way he always discusses it with me, and I'm just there looking at him that this dude is probably in a couple of years, in a couple of months, we'll probably just find something else to obsess over, and he'll still come back to me to discuss it again. So we're talking, he was saying it then about a couple of guys trying to put funds together to get a massive Bitcoin account or whatever to purchase Bitcoin. And I remember him saying it then that even if it's for as low as, I think you mentioned 20K or so, or 50k thereabouts. That even if, not that I didn't have the money then, but the thing is, I've always considered, I'm not sure if I'm sure I'm not the only one, Sha. Bitcoin has worthless stocks. Do you know? No. I understand. Calm down now. Look at where we are now in 2021.
Yeah. Serves in your face, bitch.
And he was convincing me then to actually put money, even if it was as low as 20k. Dude, if I had gotten it then, the 20k, then if I had actually given you the 20, how much do you think that would be worth in Bitcoin by now? This is 2021, and we know the rate at which Bitcoin has gone up.
Well, how do you see 20k?
Roughly, you can just
roughly about probably like 800k right now. Yeah. What? Did you stop? Why is it stuttering, bro?
Bro, I'm gonna cry. I'm gonna cry on the podcast.
I'm gonna cry.
Just relax.
But dude, like you just edge, if I had given him 20k in 2018, I'll probably be 800k rich. Richer by now, probably.
But that is probably.
It's still due to there are still a lot of things. I understand. There are a lot of things to consider.
Just so you know, we lost too. We lost. We have to come back.
But still, everybody's talking about Bitcoin now. Yeah. Everybody's talking about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency now. And I don't know. I won't be a coward to admit that ever since I realized that I lost out or I missed out big in getting Bitcoin, or one of the greatest deals I could have gotten in my life, I've been finding a way to bring Bitcoin down. I'm one of those people that they say insult Bitcoin, but if they give you Bitcoin for free today, you still collect it. Exactly. And I remember saying, I like using this word a lot to people when I want to discourage them, and I'm like, it's like worthless. But dude, is Bitcoin worthless stocks?
Okay, so
because money has a physical value somewhere. Mm-hmm. Growing up, that's the basic economic principle. Money has like a sort of physical value somewhere. I'm sounding like as if maybe I've been reading up. I'm actually not, but I've always had this in my mind. Like, it makes no sense for something that just came out of nowhere to have monetary value.
Okay.
Do you understand?
I get what you mean. I think you just find it a bit confusing because, like, growing up, we've always kind of like understood or we're made to believe that this is a legal tender and you can use it to exchange for value. You can use it as an exchange for value of goods and services and that kind of stuff. But to really understand Bitcoin, you have to understand money. You have to understand where it comes from. You have to understand the principle behind like its creation and what actually gives it value. What we call money now, or fiat, is just a worthless piece of paper. And the only thing that gives it value is because somebody up there, which is the government, has said this thing has value. Exchange it for goods, exchange it for services, exchange it to pay your debts, and, you know, just use it for stuff. But because of the power that they have and the value that they are giving to that worthless piece of paper, it's just like, no. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. No matter how amazing or good you are, immediately you get to that level where, you know, you are reaching this point that you can't be checked in certain things. It is just inevitable that it will happen, that you abuse that power eventually. Mm. And that is what has been happening over the years, which is kind of one of the causes of like devaluation, which is why, you know, this Pepsi is 100 naira today and tomorrow is 120 or 150 naira. You get, and it is because of the power the Nigerian government has, or really any government has. They keep printing out money, which is not how it is meant to be. These things, perfect money is meant to be finite.
Exactly, it doesn't have lose. But you see, I think I understand the point you're coming from now. It seems like one of the reasons why Bitcoin is even soaring is because even the money that we claim should have a physical value somewhere,
yeah,
the government has bastardized it. Exactly.
They print. I think last year, even the stimulus check that people are getting abroad and all of that, just so you know, all of that will still trickle into the world's economy because the US is the world's reserve.
Sure.
They literally printed this money out of thin air and they gave it to people. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
There's going to be an effect in the long run.
There's definitely going to be an effect in the long run. But the thing is that we've already become very used to it. Because what is meant to have happened is that probably like a taxpayer's money or some sort of reserve would be taken and then
replenished, you know, back in the long run.
Yes, and then it will just circulate because money is meant to, it's meant to be finite and then circulate. That's the way perfect money works. Like money that doesn't lose value.
So currently, so it just seems like mode of trading or mode of trading has become something that can just appear out of thin air.
In the aspect of the government. Yes, it's not that it can. That is literally what happens. They just bring, they print this thing out of thin air. Do you get? And then what the US government has been so perfect because they have the world's reserve currency. They've been so perfect in, you know, exporting their inflation. So the, because they've retained power, they retain for a long while, they retained everybody just viewed them as the world power. Do you get? So sure. They use that to influence the spread of their currency.
Because the way these guys are just pumping up stocks these days are crazy.
Where is all that money called?
I was seeing the GameStop forever on Twitter. I was seeing the Reddit stuff, and I'm like, when I saw the Reddit stuff, it made me remember the TikTok stuff that they did for Trump, the campaign, where they hyped up. It seemed like they already gave the Trump campaign team. A kind of estimate for the number of people that would appear at a sort of conference or rally. Only for them.
Yeah, I remember.
And then they found out they traced it down to TikTok people hyping the event just so Donald Trump will have. Yeah. So it's that kind of power that scares me. That's why I've been scramming my brain on the kind of topic that can really drive people to look at this. And I just want to ask one simple question. What do you think the end game for cryptocurrency is?
Yeah, so that's what,
like,
I'm getting to.
In the nearest future, do you feel like, because I know some people out there are wishing, tomorrow it will come out and it's just like one MMM skin that will just disappear.
Okay, so.
And never exist any longer. But the fact that Elon Musk, your baby daddy and a mentor has gotten behind Bitcoin.
Funny enough, Elon has always been behind Bitcoin. No, like, since 2009, 2010, he has, like,
because it's so, so crazy.
But let me just end my story there on fiat. The talk is plenty, but the whole gist of it is that they are shitting on our currency and we are the one getting the short end of the stick, right? Because when you work today, you make 100k, and guess what? The next day, that 100k has become less in value. Like, what you can use the 100k to buy today, you can use the 100k to buy today. It's not what you'll be able to use it to buy tomorrow or next tomorrow. But meanwhile, you've put in the work. So basically, financial experts saw this, like coding experts saw this.
But does Bitcoin solve the problem?
Yes, that's what it does. And that's actually what gives Bitcoin its value. It is a store of value. That is its primary, like.
So assignment. Bitcoin is finite.
Only the total amount of Bitcoin that can ever exist and that will ever exist in the world is capped at 21 million. So there will only be 21 million Bitcoins in the whole world, no matter even if it's 30, 28, or like. No matter how far the years go in,
even though it increases in value.
That is what gives it the increase in value because it is finite, and like the more people know about it, the more people want to get it.
Okay.
So and the more people want to get in on it, the scarcer it becomes. The scarcer it becomes, the more the price goes up. So it gets its price from scarcity. So when it is a lot scarce to get, it's scarcer to get, the price goes up. It is flooded in the market, the price goes down. Basically, that's just the simple. But its value is in the fact that it is a store of value, no matter the age to come. It is like that perfect means of exchange. I think the only thing is really lacking is the fact that it can't be used for day-to-day transactions per se, just because of the way it was built. It wasn't built for like.
I actually opened a Patricia.com account recently, and you're gonna help me set
I don't have a lot of people. This is actually a concern. It's not easy to set up.
I know. I just actually wanted to tell Sam, but you're gonna. There are a lot of people that must not know that I asked him, because somebody was telling me yesterday and I'm like, why are you asking me about Bitcoin? Something that is considered worthless stocks.
What do
not, not knowing to him that tomorrow I'm probably gonna I'm probably gonna grumble at somebody else's ad to give me the
number. Nah, what people don't understand is that the thing that is, you know, driving the price so high right now is, so in 2017, 2018, there was a retail FOMO. I was when, like, you know, normal investors like you and I, with, like, the small people, like, we saw that this thing had value and, like, we didn't want to miss out. And so a lot of people were buying it. And that's what, you know, drove the price up, and then it crashed, like 90. There was, like, a 90% drop from its all-time high. And then what's driving it right now is corporate FOMO. So institutions are seeing what the government is doing, and they know that it's going to, like,
dude, I'm looking at your eyes right now, and I'm replaying in my head how I lost 800,000.
That was not good, guy.
Dude, are you kidding me? But then, Sha, it's actually, we're literally at the end of the podcast, though. We've recorded for 20 minutes and it just feels like, I'm serious.
Jesus Christ.
And it feels like this thing.
But I'm not even, this is just one topic, guys.
I understand. But honestly, I think that would be all for today.
What? Hell no. I didn't even talk about half of the things that I was saying.
No, I think that would be all for today's podcast. It's crazy. Honestly, DM is going to be coming back regularly. I said
shout
it before.
Out to my girlfriend. Oh,
dude, don't let me say the F word to your girlfriend.
Haters be hating because they don't have no love in their life. Oh my god. Oh Jesus.
I'm single and I'm happy and you know it.
Bro, I wish I could take a picture of you right now. You see the way he's literally saying those words.
Single
tears, bro.
Dude, I'm single. I'm happy and I like it. Don't shove it in my face. But like I said, we're gonna be having a lot of people come on the podcast. That has been my main goal for
a lot of people. Came.
Honestly.
I'm one host, no, then there'll be a third person.
I won't. Go down,
Sarah.
Please.
Take your don't. In fact, the next time you're coming as a guest. You're not coming as a host.
This is the first episode of Just a Guest podcast for 2021. Thank you guys for listening. Continue to follow us on all our platforms. Like I said, our main goal for 2021, beyond the, like I said, is the guest and consistent uploads. Because
what
we
are
really
the takeaways?
Need...
What are the takeaways? Give us the takeaways, bro.
Takeaways.
Yeah.
From the podcast.
Yes.
From this podcast.
And what should they take away? What should the guests listen at?
As far as I'm concerned, I misplaced $800,000. Just take that in. $800,000. I just said dollars. As far as I'm concerned, when somebody tells you to give them 20K for Bitcoin tomorrow, please and please give it to them and forget about it, because if they stole it from you, you probably would not die. So, no, if I had the opportunity, I probably would have even allowed. If they have stolen that money from me, DM me in 2018, I just came to them and be like, dude,
I stole
that
50,
that 20k that you that you were looking for that time. This is it. I invested it, and this is 800.
You know how you would have freaked out. Even your freaking house would have made me freak that money out.
DM me as always. We still discuss my freaking out.
Oh Jesus Christ!
Calm down. They claim
so much
my friends claim I always freak out. But. Okay, this is for another episode entirely. Let's move on. But thanks. Is there anything you want to plug?
I want to plug a couple of things.
If you plug your girlfriend, I will cut that microphone. I'm serious.
Go follow me. Go follow my girlfriend. Go follow my mom. Go follow my dog. Go follow my uncle's cat.
You are not dropping their handle.
Okay. I'll drop my handle.
Okay.
Twitter at @williamy.
Okay.
Instagram at @akitoye.yemi. WhatsApp at, you need my number.
Don't drop your number. You're dating now. You don't need to drop numbers. Okay. They're gonna come after. But you know our Twitter handles. But in case you don't, at Just In Case Pod, no cast. Just In Case, K spelled KAYCE. So that's all for today's podcast. We'll see you in the next episode.